Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. Welcome back. It's been a whopping 2 weeks.
Whoop, whoop.
And I have to do a few little shout outs really quick. So my dad had all of his military buddy friends in our hometown this weekend. They come every single year. And I have to shout them out because if they're tuning into this podcast, first I want to shout out Rick. We love you, Rick. You know, I kicked your ass at pickleball. I did not. He actually kicked my butt. And then I also just want to shout out anyone else who might be tuning in. We appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And can't wait to see you soon. And Cassie loves you guys, too. You'll meet her soon. Rick wants to meet you, by the way. He's like, I've got to meet Cassie. You know what he also said? He was like, I feel like this Cassie girl sometimes talks over you.
Yeah, I'm loud. That's all right.
That's okay. I think we just get so excited.
I don't think we do it on purpose.
Because I do it too.
When we went back,
we were screaming.
Those were so funny.
Bro,
when we I'll cringe. But it's fine.
But it's fine because we love them. We love those girls.
That's how we talk, though. It's not that we ever talk over each other. One of us just gets really, really excited and has screaming. Something to say so fast. But, like, if I don't say something, I forget it.
Correct.
So I usually try to, like, if I know I'm going to forget it, I'm like, wait, let me say this.
Whereas, we just get excited.
Yeah. It's just aggressive.
But anyways, you guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Today, we're going to be talking about... I feel like you guys don't pick up if you hear a truck in the background. Sometimes it doesn't pick up on that, but it was just
they're loud for us.
Very loud. We're going to be talking about releasing shame kind of in our everyday lives. I feel as if we tend to have a bunch of shoulds, coulds, woulds in our days, which is a form of shaming yourself. So we're kind of just going to talk about a few examples of that and how to catch yourself, release it, and give yourself all the good love. So, Miss Cassie, if you would like to start off today.
Teacher name's crazy.
Sorry. Right now. Cassie, please take it away. I'm formal, okay? I'm almost 25. I'm getting into formalities.
Look at us. We're not growing formal. Up.
Correct.
Well, not here. But, we're talking more about, like, shame, not, like, towards others. It's, like, towards ourselves.
Towards ourselves, yeah. Like, self-shame.
And so, like...
Subconsciously.
Yeah. And so, what we were kind of deciding what topic to talk about, and we realized we kind of both had kind of some of these a little bit this week, or...
And they pop up all the time, yeah.
In the past, obviously. Yeah, it happens to everybody. But...
Alexa.
But we, like, one of the examples that I guess I was just recently kind of chit-chatting about is I, obviously, y'all know if you've been listening to us long enough, I work a lot. And I know I get on myself really, really heavy sometimes about not getting stuff done at home. Like, I live alone. If I don't clean my house, no one's going to clean my house. Mm-hmm. If I don't do the laundry or the dishes or pick up after myself, my cat's just going to keep on doing his thing and dishes are going to pile up. Trash is going to pile up. Like, my house will, like, everyone, like, if you don't keep up with your house, it's going to get messy. It's going to start to smell. It's going to start to be not a pleasant place to be. And so the last thing I want to do when I put in, like, a 40-hour work week plus working at the bars on the weekend is on my one day off I get is to fucking clean. Like, that's not what I want to do. When I get home from work, the last thing I want to do is try to clean. I have literally one night to myself that I have zero plans. Mm-hmm. Literally, that's it. I have volleyball. We have podcast night. I have date night. I work. Like, I only have one night off a week. And I always had to force myself, I forced myself to always clean and do these things. And, like, yeah, sure, laundry doesn't always seem like that hard of a chore. The washer and dryer does it for you. Yeah, there's still clean clothes sitting in a hamper in my house, not put away. Like, I was always so on myself of, like, and I would literally get pissed off at myself being like, well, you're lazy as fuck if you're not going to keep your house clean. Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you just get this done? Get it. Like, it's not that difficult. It's not hard to keep up, keep your shit clean. And I was just, like, getting on myself. Talking
bad about yourself, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, it got to me because I was like, okay, I do have a goal to have a clean house. And I have kept this house so much cleaner than I did the first time I lived alone. And it was a studio. And maybe it's because it was a studio and I didn't have a lot of space and anywhere to go. Where, like, yeah, okay, dishes pile up sometimes. That happens. But, like, I have to, like, I've gotten to this point where, I mean, I'm not perfect, obviously. But I've gotten a lot better with trying to say, okay, Cassie, you have worked. Some days I put in 10-hour days at the school. Mm-hmm. After a 10-hour shift, the last thing I'm going to do is do more work.
Mm-hmm. Side note, you do want to set yourself up for success, though. Correct. I don't want to tell... I know you're not saying that, but yeah. I just want to state, in case anyone else is thinking it, you do have to also think about yourself and how to set yourself up for success the next day and not screw yourself over by pushing all your responsibilities. Correct. Off. Not saying you do that.
No. And what I have kind of got myself to do is if, like, there are some days that are just rough. Obviously. Mm-hmm.
They just be what they be. It's life.
Everyone has rough days. And that's so okay. When I have a really, like, actual tough day, obviously I'm very particular about what I consider a rough day mm-hmm. and a not rough day.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have a truly, like, I'm tired, I just need to go to bed, maybe I'll tell myself, okay, like, let's just pick up, like, a few things. Maybe just organize maybe my coffee table or exactly. something.
It's at least it's something. I won't, you know, do anything saying?
Crazy.
Yeah.
And so I'm gonna be honest, sometimes I'm like, nope, nothing's getting done. I'm gonna sit here.
Yeah,
I'm going
rest.
To watch Modern Family, eat some food, and head to bed. Like, mm-hmm. that's all I have energy
sometimes
for.
Sometimes you gotta
that's
do that.
All I have. But at the same time, instead of making sure that on the days I have off I'm doing cleaning and stuff, I will, like, do it on maybe, like, my volleyball night. If I play volleyball late, I'm like, okay, I have, like, an hour or 2 hours between work and volleyball where I'm going to maybe do some dishes. Maybe I'll do, like, one little load of dishes, get, like, a few out, put them away. Or not put them away, but, like, have them dry, because then I can easily put mm-hmm. them away later. Putting away is not the hard part. Correct. It's getting them done is the yeah, hard part, for me anyways. And so, like, I'll do that. Or one night I'll be like, you know what? Today is dedicated to me taking out my trash. And when I take out my trash, I always clean Philly's litter box.
Mm-hmm. Well, so it's a, like, routine. It's something that is important that you have with these, let's say, habits per se on your day off. There's certain things I do on my day offs too that need to be done. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like...
And so, like, I think...
Oh my God, our so likes.
Oh no. Not again.
We're trying our best.
We're trying. But I really have just been trying to spread everything out instead of in my head how it always was the day off is that's your cleaning day, getting
stacked,
everything done.
Yeah, stacked.
And in my opinion, I grew up in a household where every Saturday was cleaning day and you did everything that day.
Mm-hmm.
You did, when you cleaned, you cleaned.
Correct.
You
cleaned Saturday was cleaning everything. Day at my house too.
And, like, that's how my brain works. So it's been a
it's how
process.
We're hardwired. Isn't that crazy? Oh
so
my
it's
God.
Been a process where I've had to, like, kind of split my stuff up. I've split my stuff up.
Yeah.
And I'm doing... It's helped me so much. Now, granted, like I said, I'm not perfect. I still shame myself for things of, like, when I do nothing, I still sometimes will get on myself and be like, wow, lazy.
And I do,
like,
want to talk about that.
And
yeah.
We all are done it, and it's not something that you can never do ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's also a form of beating yourself up. Fun yeah. fact. But at the same time, I have really tried to figure out and be like, you know what? When my body is tired, when the day sucked, when it's just that day where, you know, you just gotta... Maybe I just need to have a little face mask, little day to myself. Maybe just journal some thoughts down, watch Modern Family, and just go right to bed.
Yeah.
That's what
that's
I do.
Okay too.
But at the same time, I don't allow myself to do that every night. And I'm very realistic yeah. on... If I keep pushing all my stuff off, it's going to be worse for me.
Correct.
So I try not to push it off. But I have to... I've been trying to allow myself to know it's okay if I have to for one night. The next day's a new day. And if I can reset myself and get proper sleep and a proper, like, nutrition and just kind of get into that nice routine and go to bed early. Like, last night I was able to actually get 8 hours of full sleep. Where today I was like, you know what? I am ready to be able to get stuff done. So after work, I was able to do things before I came here and hung out with Jenna.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. I wouldn't have always done that.
Absolutely. And, like, for me, I today, you know, talking about shame, was feeling, I woke up, was supposed to have a meeting. It didn't, it just never happened. It was, I don't know. So whatever. I got my donuts done and I got things done really early and I had about 2 hours, a little bit less than that before my lift with my trainer. And I was tired and I came and laid on the couch and honestly, I started to feel bad. I was sitting here and thought to myself, I should be, that word should, I should be going for a walk or I should be doing this. And I stopped myself and was like, wait a minute. I said, you technically don't have, like, you have your to-do list technically done, which was donuts. And I said, your workout, but we just wait for that to come. I said, this is your day off. Like, truly, you can do anything or do nothing. And I was feeling a little bit of shame. And I was like, no, I took, like, myself out of body. I was like, no, I'm going to lay here. And I'm going to go back to bed. And I took a nap. But there's so many instances in our lives where I feel like we need to catch ourselves when we say the word should. Because we're subconsciously shaming ourselves. And we feel bad about ourselves. Whether or not you think you are, you, that's what you're doing. And I learned this on one of my calls with my group like 2 weeks ago. Them saying the shoulds. Like, stop saying you should. You know, be okay with where you're at. Like, it's okay. I needed rest. You know, I would classify myself, I am an athlete. I would say I'm an athlete. I'm also a businesswoman. So I'm a doer. I'm in that masculine. I'm doing literally 90 out of 100% of my day. And 10% is when I come home. And I still go and do, because guess what? I have and slash get to do my cardio day and posing. But like at the end of the day, it is a get to do, but I also have to do it. If I want to be great, if I want to do this, if I want it, that's just what it is. That's what being in bodybuilding is. It's doesn't even matter if you don't feel like doing it. Like, bodybuilding doesn't give a fuck.
If you don't want to do it, you're
they don't care.
Gonna have to, so, if that's what your goal is.
It's harder for me in some areas, because I do feel like as if I do shame myself. And I am catching that a lot of the time, which is super awesome, because my body also needs rest too. Like, I need rest too. I'm not a machine. I do say, like, I'm a machine. You know what I'm saying? But I recognize also at the end of the day, like, I'm just a girl. I'm just a woman in this world. And sometimes I need to, like, lay my head down too and relax. You know, and it's a big thing. We're not saying, you know, like, I don't know. Shame is like not the best thing, I feel like, but it does help propel in certain situations. And we're not saying push all your stuff off and da da da. Like, it is important. Like, on my days off, I do have a select routine of stuff to do. And I'm a very routine and checklist person. Even on Monday, I had a checklist of 14 things and I got 13 out of the 14 done. I was so proud of myself. It was like all business stuff. Like, I had bills categorized, like all the bills I needed to pay, all the business stuff I needed to take care of, the people I needed to message. And I was so proud of myself because I was super busy on Monday too. And, you know, but I got all that done besides one thing. And I was like, I'm not going to feel bad about this one thing that I can literally do on Wednesday, because I'm like, I did all of this stuff and stayed, you know, focused. For me, it's when you're in your own business and you're running it yourself and you're the only one there, you're the only one who holds yourself accountable. So if I don't get shit done, I don't have anyone like on my ass or being like, you're gonna get fired. It doesn't matter if I do or don't get shit done, because at the end of the day, it's just me holding myself accountable. So for me, I think shame has propelled me in a sense, but also hindered me, because I feel way better when I make a to-do list or if I say I'm going to do something and I do it. Now, like, I think shame, we do feel shame. This is like when we should feel it, when we're saying we're going to do something and then we don't follow through on it. I felt a lot of shame that way within business when I've made promises to myself or things I was going to do or said I was going to do and knowingly knowing I wasn't going to do it. So, like, that's where it's super important and where I feel like now I am, like, whatever I say I'm doing, I'm doing. So I'm building this, like, rapport with myself, too, which is super cool. Because when you do what you're going to say and say what you're going to do, you guys, you fall in love with yourself more. Crazy concept, but you just think you're the shit. Because you are. Because you're, like, I don't know. I can't even, like, describe, and I'm going to bring bodybuilding into it, how much it's transformed my mindset. Because I would say, like, kind of going off side track here, but it goes with shame. Like, before bodybuilding, I would go to the gym, but I was inconsistent as heck. I was so inconsistent. I'm not saying you have to do bodybuilding to get consistent, but for me, it's what it took to get my mindset right. I think for the past 2 years, I haven't really loved the gym. And I think I would just go on and off. Like, I'd be really on for a couple weeks, then I'd be off. I'd look great. Then I would look the same again that I looked for 2 years, which it wasn't bad, but not good.
Not where you wanted.
No. And then I do this, and guess what? There's no excuses. There's literally zero excuses in bodybuilding. Like, there's no.
Well, if you do have the excuse and you follow into your excuses, it's going to show when it's showtime.
And also, your coach is not going to put up with that. Like, not going to put up with that shit.
Correct.
So, like, for me, doing that just completely transformed my mindset with being consistent and rapport with myself. And then that also poured into my business where I'm actually feeling good about myself a lot more than I normally did. And I think that's what bodybuilding has done for me, which I can't wait to do this next show because I just can't, like, every time it just develops you more mentally as a person. Because if somebody, you know, is going through something physically, you bet that they're changing mentally too. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully. We would hope. And in most cases in bodybuilding, you could say.
Bodybuilding for sure. But, like, but other
things. Yeah, unless they're getting, like, bigger. Well, they're mentally probably not doing the best either.
Then. But that's what I'm saying. Mentally, they're changing whether it's positively or negatively.
Or negatively. But, like, it's crazy to me. I mean, the amount of shame I feel like I used to hold. And another thing is, we're sitting here talking and I'm questioning, you know, holding a mirror up, questioning my growth, you know, questioning there's interesting seasons of life we're going through. And I am questioning myself, being like, am I running away from stuff or am I facing stuff? And I feel like I'm facing stuff, but it's not how I have ever in the past. Because every time I've gone through this, it's been the same how I faced it. And now it doesn't look the same. And I think that's where I'm questioning. You know what I'm saying? I'm really wondering if I'm like, am I running away? Am I doing this? I don't believe I am. I really don't. Because I feel like I'm just changing so much. And I feel as if I can be very honest with myself of where I can get better in life. Now, I'm not perfect, but I feel like I can hold myself accountable now because of what I've created with myself and, like, living with what I'm saying and not holding shame on myself, you know? And as an outsider perspective, I don't know what you see, but I feel like with life that's lifing right now, I'm handling things super well. I feel as if I'm working through stuff too.
Yeah, I feel like, yes, obviously I'm not in your brain. So it's like, it's hard to like confirm that, obviously. Correct. Because
I can,
like,
no longer confirm, like, nor deny.
Because, like, technically, not that she would ever lie to me, because, like, that would be pointless. But it's, like, very at obvious. The same time, I'm not in her brain, so I can't.
I just realized. What? I'm shaming myself for how I'm handling it. Sorry, awareness. You can say your shit. Speak your shit.
But, like, I feel like I don't see you not I don't see you not handling it, but I also see where you potentially might think you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I'm shaming myself because it's not the same way I'm used to handling it.
But I also told you that every time is going to be different, and I told you also that our brains are developing. But
it hasn't been that way, though. It hasn't been that way in anything. True. In anything. This has been the first time I feel good. If I'm being honest, I don't feel bad.
No.
I'm not saying I'm like, oh my God, I'm amazing 24/7, but majority, usually I'd be fucking crying on the floor.
I feel like
for a long time.
I feel like your phases that everyone would go through with life, I feel like at this point, I feel like your phases are shorter lived and are taking longer to get there, which is never a bad thing because I feel like usually they're right afterwards or like right, like close together.
Mm-hmm.
But you're processing them in a better way where they're short lived.
Correct.
You dwell in this feeling this time and this feeling this time, but like it's only for a day or two.
Yeah.
Maybe a few days max where everyone else or prior, I should say, it's been a week long of this directed into a week long of this.
I agree.
And consistently.
Yes.
Like all through the week where that's not how it is any longer, which is a great thing because that means that our brains are growth. Finally,
growth. Yeah. You know,
whether we see it or not, obviously.
I think it's so funny that now I have awareness of like, wow, I was like shaming myself for handling it in a different way. Like, no, I'm actually doing good. You know, it's awesome that I'm handling it in a different way than I would handle it in the past. Because, no offense, I don't want to be handling the things that life thrown at me in the past like I used to.
It was just hard
for everybody. Like
everybody involved was not happy.
No, everybody involved, and it was a mess. Like, and I don't feel that way because I feel, like I said, I've created like rapport with myself. And doing my best to release shame. And I feel good about myself and, like, knowing who I am where it just is what it is. Like, life is gonna life and we're gonna handle it, whatever it throws at us. And we're tough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I also have feelings too, but, like, I'm built for it. Like, there's nothing, I don't think, that can be thrown at me that I can't eventually learn how to be equipped for or get through or overcome.
Yeah, I feel like we are also just very strong people.
I agree with that. I really think, like, honestly, shout out to the parents. I don't know where
shout out, but also,
I mean, Cassie no, and I,
it's still a shout out.
It's
but
still
like,
a shout out. We have different. We're in different spots with our parents, and that's okay. Because like,
it's fine.
It is what it is. Like everything moves differently for everyone. So if you see somebody where you want to be, you don't know
what they all got.
And also what they're going through. Like, we don't know. It's just the stories in our head that we tell ourselves about what we perceive about that person's life. So, for one, that's shame. Like, don't compare. Like, you know, I have to tell myself that too. Like, just stating. But things work out miraculously always in your favor. I firmly believe everyone is exactly where they need to be in this exact moment in life. And things are truly working out in your favor and to your benefit if you believe so. Now, if you believe negatively, like the whole world sucks, da 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 da, I mean, you're going to see everything that sucks.
You're going to find every negative thing you possibly can.
But if you be grateful and be like, you know, through this hard time, it fucking sucks in this moment. But, like, what can you learn? There's things that you'll get better. You know what I'm saying? Things will get better.
Even the hardest shit, at some point, you'll find the tiniest positive.
Literally. So, even though my cat's crazy, bro. She just do that. She just tried to, like, I don't even know. She's crazy. What do we do? But even though, per se, not saying you're like this, but our relationship with our parents are in very different spots. Yours is a work in progress, like, doing really good, honestly. But, like, even though, like, you're exactly where you need to be, because imagine where you were a couple years ago.
Imagine where both of us were.
And same a couple years ago. I really
didn't have the closest relationship to my parents. Now, growing as an adult, I am so grateful for literally anything and everything they've done for me and how they are. Like, I told my dad this weekend, actually, I want him to be harder if I bring a boyfriend home. I literally told him, I'm like, you need to be more of an asshole. I want you to scare them to death.
They should be scared.
Yeah. He's too nice. I told him that. I'm like, you're too nice. I love you. You're too nice. You're this big, badass, scary dude. Why aren't you an asshole to them right away? That's what you need to be. You need to see if they can handle it. Because my dad just, he's such a buddy-buddy. You know, like, I love him. And he's a real businessman. Like, he just gets along with everyone. He cracks me up. He's so funny. But my dad's friend, Rick, who's probably listening to this podcast, told me what he first did when meeting his, like, daughter's boyfriend, who's now, they're, like, married. But he, like, embarrassed the hell out of him. He was a SWAT officer, and he, like, busted a party that they were at. And it was, like, the most embarrassing thing ever, he said, for him. And he's like, you know, and she called apparently the mom, and she's like, "Dad's such an asshole. He just busted this party." That's funny. Like, obviously, my dad's not a cop, but like, he was scared shitless. And I told my dad, I'm like, "That's how, like, he made it through." You know what I'm saying? Because he's the man that was meant to marry her. But I just think this is a side note for dads. You need to be fucking harder on whoever your daughter's dating. Like, pull up with a gun. I don't know what you gotta do, but, like, be cleaning that gun. That's your daughter. Like, be a fierce protector of her, because I'm telling you, that's what I would want in my man. I would be like, better scare this boy shitless, because he needs to be able to, like, really get through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You're just sitting there.
No, I was thinking... You went on a whole different
line. I did go on a whole
different line.
But that's just how it goes in these podcasts. You guys know that.
I was still thinking of something else you said earlier.
Okay, what were you thinking? Let's rewind it back.
I can't remember if it was in one of the books I was reading or a podcast I was listening to. But I've been doing it since I did one of those things. So it's been months, maybe... dare say a year. I think it's just been like 4 or 5 months, but it was the trusting yourself. I can't remember if Leo said it on his podcast or if it was either Atomic Habits or the other book I just recently read, the How to Love Yourself First, whatever it was, something along those lines. But it was basically like, if you like giving yourself a to-do list. You write everything on your to-do list. You're expecting yourself to finish it.
Correct.
Okay? And if you constantly, time and time again, don't finish it, you don't trust yourself to finish your thing.
Correct.
Now, that being said, my problem forever was that I love to give myself a lot of shit to do.
Correct.
I do too. You know that. And I overwork myself. And I have always done that my whole life.
Same.
So what I had to do in order to fix this, because I would give myself literally 20 million things to do. I'd have it all on to-do list, dude. I had like 15, 20 things always. And they were always the things I never fucking wanted to do. But it'd literally be cleaning my entire fucking house, like deep cleaning my whole house in 4 hours. Yeah, because that's possible. Like, maybe. Mm-hmm. If it already was somewhat clean, sure.
No, I think we get so excited and we think we're writing. No, because you told me that with my nighttime routine, remember that?
Oh yeah, I told you that too.
No, literally, I had like 15 things on that list. Like, bitch, you're crazy.
And like, sure, maybe one or two times you get it all done.
Correct.
But on nights where you don't know that you're, you know, not gonna super have a cool great...
Now I have like an impromptu night routine. I'm putting quotation marks, air quotes. Like, I have things I want to do before bed. But I don't even shame myself for not getting... Because I'm tired, okay?
Yeah.
I get up super early, like 3:30. I'm tired at the end of the day. I know if I don't allot enough time to get it done, it is what it is. The most important thing I do every night is, like, pray and go over my day. That's, like, just a must-do for me. And I do that every time in my bed before going to bed anyways. But, like, I do not be getting my quote-unquote night routine done. Like, I don't think I've actually gotten it done in maybe a week. Like, everything. The three things I want to do. You know, I get, like, one or two of the things done. But that's okay. I'm not shaming myself.
Yeah.
I don't have it written down. It's in my head.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting, though, because so, obviously, fixing that, because I had actually realistic. I was like, okay, do I just genuinely want to keep crossing things off? And if so, I will put things on there that I, like, already was planning on doing, like eating
or washing your face
or brushing like your teeth, showering, something like that.
I love crossing stuff off. So I love
I added things like that just to, like,
yeah,
cross them off. But my biggest issue that I've always had, or at least still, I guess, kind of do, but not as bad, is I would tell myself, Cassie, wake up early and do things before work. Now, granted, I don't have the earliest time of work. No. There's people that get up way earlier than I do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the things I do in work are so mentally draining at sometimes that it's so hard to just go to, like, if I don't go to sleep early enough that morning, like, I'm going to be freaking tired.
That night.
That's what I meant to say.
Yep. It's all good.
And it's just...
I want to make sure here.
I would snooze my fucking alarms. I'm like, nah, just kidding. Like, I'd be so tired when I woke up that I talked myself into going back to bed and saying, it's for the better of the day.
Correct.
Was I wrong? Not really. But at the same time, what did I continue to do every single time was I knew and I could not trust myself to wake up earlier than what I needed to.
And it's a mindset, bro.
They did.
It's literally whatever you tell your brain.
The book literally said, like, if you keep going against what you tell yourself you're going to do, you're never going to trust
yourself.
You don't
have any trust within yourself, and you don't have any, like, rapport or, like, yeah, I feel good about myself.
No, and I think that that's, like, it was really hard for me to, like, I've really focused on trying to do it. So I am a person, now granted, I love snoozing. Okay, I'm a snoozer. So what I told myself that I'm allowing myself to do is I have to snooze once, dude.
Yeah.
It's my thing. I don't know why.
Nothing wrong with that.
I snooze, but I snooze it once, but my snooze is for 45 minutes. And, almost name dropped. My significant other hates that I do this. Can't fucking stand it. Doesn't make any sense to him, and he will literally never understand.
That's okay.
He accepts it.
Yeah, he has to.
Let's say I need to be up by, I don't know, let's just do a really easy time that makes sense.
Like six.
Six. I will have an alarm go off at 5:15, snooze it, and then it's 45 minutes later at six. The reason I chose 45 minutes is because it takes around 45 minutes for your body to get back through, like, a sleep cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I read that in a few different studies. Wow. Now that might have changed, but when I was reading for studies,
that's what it said,
and it has worked really well. Like, I used to do 30 minutes, but then I bumped it up to 45, and I was like, you know what, it's fine, I'm snoozing that one anyways, it doesn't matter what time that goes off. And then on top of it, if I've woke up from that alarm and I feel amazing, I get up or I lay in bed, or sometimes I can't go back to sleep, and so then I'm kind of just like, get that little bedtime, you know, where you can, like, just chill in bed. Yeah. Or, like, I wake up for my alarm, and I feel like it's so much more relaxing than alarm goes off, now I have to get up. Hey, have to get up now because I need to get up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, this is, like, it's my little way of saying, okay, you love laying in bed for a little bit. You love, like, having a gentle morning, like, routine getting out of bed. And that's always been my thing. And this is my way of trusting myself I can get it done.
For sure.
Now, granted, there are a few days every once in a while that I sleep absolutely like dog shit. Cool. Those days I might be like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do all these crazy things this morning. We're going to allow myself to sleep in because I need it.
Correct.
And that's okay, because that's at least trusting myself, and I can trust my own decision to make a smart one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously that leads into a bunch of other things of like making sure I'm going to be on time for work, making sure I'm not, like, giving myself excuses that don't make sense. And all of that leads into it, because I feel like I had so much shame around me not wanting to wake up because I didn't prepare myself the night before and my sleep was just so rocky. Like, I feel like being able, like, sleep is one of those things that everyone takes for granted so much. And yeah. I'm so guilty of it.
You're
and
telling I'll, me, bro.
Like,
you're
I just...
telling I, me I don't get enough. It is
no one does. No one truly consistently gets enough because every day is different. Everyone's mindset's different.
Life,
I
life.
Literally go from a work week of going to bed by 10, waking up at 6, to literally not going to bed till 4 a.m.
Literally.
Insane. And waking up at 11 if I force myself.
Insane.
Which is like, it's not
money makes the world go around, you guys. Money makes the world go around. Well, it does.
And it does. It
spins on the dollar.
It does.
If you put a dollar on the streets, a girl's going to spin for it.
Correct.
Straight up. If you put more dollars on the street... more girls are going to spin for it. We'll call them girls to be nice. But more hoes are going to spin for that dollar.
We love the hoes that be spinning for a dollar. That's a dollar she didn't have before.
It'll make you holler. She'll holler for that dollar.
That would be a really good, like, punchline for you know what.
For what?
Like, strip club. Like.
Yo!
Like, if they were, like, yeah. making that, like.
She'll holler for that dollar. We trademarked it here on the Find Less podcast.
It's probably already trademarked, to be honest.
Well, I'm re-trademarking it.
That's not how that works.
In my world?
Oh. Yes. Welcome to the Find Less podcast where it is Jenna's world.
Jenna and Cassie's. Get out of here. It's both of our worlds. We're both living in it.
I'm living in mine.
And I'm living in yours and you're living in mine.
I don't know if I want to live in
You're
this.
In my dollhouse right now.
I love you, but I don't know if I... That's Pretty Little Liars thing. Don't even start. We just finished watching Pretty Little Liars we basically did. All over again, which is we crazy.
Did. Oh, so that's shit. Just yeah, a, we did.
That's just a funny little...
We did. It's so funny that nobody wants to, like... My friends don't want to, like, live my life. Which I feel the same way. I don't want to live your life either. Respectfully...
No, I don't blame you.
Respectfully, like, doesn't seem like my type of vibe. But, like...
No, it's funny, though, because...
That's what we both feel about each other.
But, like, I'm totally okay with it.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? My significant other...
Yeah.
Literally said to me straight in the face, he goes, I give you... I would never want to do what you do for a living. You're great at it.
Yeah.
You keep doing that, because that's all you. I don't want to do that.
Correct.
And I'm like, eh. Yeah. Like, everyone... Like, you could have... Like, doing whatever you do... You know how people always are like, oh, I'd love to do what a celebrity does. But, like...
I mean, like
there's aspects that are amazing. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
you know
sometimes
what I mean?
It sounds like fun, but, like at the same time... At the same time...
At the same time... No.
Yeah, no.
I would not trade my life.
No.
Like, I barely... Like, don't get me wrong. There's sometimes I'm like, I don't want my life either. Take it. But to be honest, I would rather have my issues already than... That's like... It's like
I'm the only bitch who knows how to do and deal with my shit the way I deal with it. Ain't nobody can do it like me. Ain't nobody ever do it like me, Drake.
My dad always says some stupid shit of like... He always refers it back to cars. My dad loves cars. My dad loves cars.
Your dad's funny.
And so I always think about it with cars, like... I know how this used car works, okay? I know all the issues that this engine has.
I love that.
I don't want to deal with someone else's fucked up engine.
You don't
want
to deal with my engine.
No, don't.
You don't want to deal
with... That shit's yours.
My turbo.
Like, fuck that. Like, I wouldn't want to deal with nobody's.
No, correct.
I don't even care if... I don't even want Mother Teresa's issues.
Ain't no way. I'm grateful to be in this body. You know, it's crazy as we used to wish as kids, we used to wish we were somebody else. I'm so grateful.
Oh, of course. But at the same time, like, look, like, as kids, though, you don't see all the rest of the world.
You don't know yourself.
When you don't, like, understand.
Get it? Like Drake said, you don't.
That is two Drake in a row. Enough.
See if I can go 3 for 3.
Oh, my God.
At the free throw.
Shut the fuck up. No, but, like, kids really, like, working with kids, I really do be seeing, like, I've heard, like, some of their conversations, and, like, it's really interesting.
They be talking about it nonstop.
But they have, their views, like, their issues that they have, and, like, the stress that the kids feel and stuff. I remember feeling so stressed when I was a kid about the stupidest things. I know. Shut up.
I'm waiting. I'm counting on my hands all the Drake references I can make.
Well, at the very end, we'll let you know the count. But they literally stress over all the little things. and they don't even understand what, like, life is like yet. So, like, all the stresses we have, which we actually believe are a lot, obviously, worse, like making sure we pay rent and things like that, mm-hmm. they don't have that issue. That's their parents' issue, and unless their parents are putting it on them, it shouldn't be their issue. Correct. But they're stressing over what fucking clothes they get to go to wear to school that day, or, like, their friends are being mean to them, mm-hmm. or things like that. That's stressful for them.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to me that, so I have a inner child tattoo, and it's mm-hmm. right on my arm. My kids see it all the time. They ask me what it is, and they're always asking me how to explain it to them, and I can never... I can explain it to them as many times as I want to, but they don't get it because they're children. Like, they are the child mm-hmm. still. And I was like, you'll understand when you're older. Truly what I'm saying. You're really looking one up right now. That's crazy.
No, bro. No, you keep talking. I just gotta make... I'm really trying hard here.
Oh, Jesus. But, like, I will tell them, like, you know, you always have an inner child. Like, you always have to make your child you happy. And I was like, you guys don't quite understand because you're still the child self. And they were kind of connecting dots, kind of not. But I remember hearing one of the, I was like, and they asked me for examples. And I was like, I can't really give you any specific examples, obviously, because I'm not going to put any of my trauma into a child because that's crazy. But
that's too good.
That's Jenna is officially canceled. Canceled.
It's just child's play. Keep timing.
If you guys could see my eye roll right now, that is what I'm doing. Insert that emoji with the eyes just up the whole time. That's my face towards her right now, and it's going to continue until this podcast is over.
Sorry, you just can't have everything. Only the real Drake fans will understand what's happening here.
Because she's literally Googling them.
No, I'm just going through his albums.
Correct.
Yeah, because I need some help.
But...
It's her loss.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, you may go.
One of the, like, girls was talking to the other little girl, like, oh, yeah, like, my parents did this one time. Like, it's very interesting because I said everyone has their parents and you can't choose your parents, but does not mean all parents are always great.
They just try their best.
I said they try their best for some, like, or I said most parents try their best. Shut the fuck up. But I was like, most parents do try their best. And I said some, even with them trying their best, they aren't always the best. They aren't always great. They're not great 24/7 and they make mistakes because they're human and they make mistakes. And so I said, with inner child, we have to learn, like, the mistakes our parents made with raising us or talking to us or teaching us things. Sometimes it's our job as an adult to go through and decide what was really great for us and what wasn't so great for us.
And that's just how you feel at the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're a kid, you might feel... No, I'm being dead ass, though.
She's being dead ass, but she's not.
I'm being dead ass. I felt a type of way about my parents for the longest time, and I don't feel that way anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's a warped perception view of you have what they did at the time, and you take it personally, when truly, they did the best at the time that they could and with what the information that they knew. You know what I'm saying? Now, not saying every parent is not, you know, there's some shitty parents out there, but most of our parents, I feel like, we've been blessed with. And also, anything our parents have done is literally a projection of what they're going through.
And I think it's just really interesting.
Just got me in my feelings.
Oh, my good God. But, like, it's really interesting because they genuinely, very much humble me because we can sit down and I can at least explain that to them. And some of them understand. And, like I guess the ones I was talking to are third grade. So they're a little bit more older. They're kind of understanding more things. They see more things. And they went over and talked about, like, little secrets to each other. And it was very interesting to see because I'm like, oh, so maybe, like, I just teach them. You know, I don't know actually. Mm-hmm. Like, I see their parents. Correct. I can see certain things about what their parents do for them and how that affects because I'm like, oh, this parent doesn't fucking do shit, or this parent's amazing,
yeah,
or this parent struggles here, because I see it reflected right away in the kid mm-hmm. and how they act in my class and all that stuff to me or other peers. But
like when the kid's on their worst behavior.
Yeah, she's not sorry. She's not sorry.
I'm just trying to connect with you, bro.
I'm about to take her phone. She's gonna be grounded, dude.
I think I met 9 or 10. I lost track.
Good. But they, I don't even know what I was saying. Shocker.
Just hold on, we're going home.
That's horrible. That's horrible. I'm sorry. That's horrible.
Girl, that's the furthest thing from the truth. You already know. I'm just trying to wrap this bitch up.
Oh, yes. She's wrapping it up by not stop adding things.
You'll thank me later.
No.
Yeah, you will. Are you over it?
Might have to be entirely done. I don't think we talked about very many things that we were supposed to. I think
you're
going to
shut it down.
This is a rough podcast, and I'm so sorry for anyone. It's not rough, just that
because the ending's funny as fuck, because I'm laughing. It's late as hell right now, you guys. We're filming this. It's 9:05. It's past my bedtime, okay? You can't.
Late as hell is a crazy. You can't be mad at me
for, like, getting silly, goofy, hee hee ha ha. Like, you guys expect too much of me. That's crazy. I know I'm unforgettable.
But I can't do this anymore.
I hope, I know, like, not many people know Drake like I know Drake. So I don't know if anyone got all the references or if it was just a chaotic listen for the last five minutes.
It's definitely been that one.
Chaotic.
For even the myself, who was trying to talk.
It went so far gone.
Jenna's about to be so far gone. If she isn't.
No, I'm
already
feeling brand new. I feel pretty good.
Brand new is not the word to describe you at this hour. Crazy accusations.
But you guys, I hope you enjoyed our multi-topics tonight.
I was going to say this.
We did talk about shame.
We did.
We did talk about how dads should be, what we expect from dads. Kind of childhood, shame, all that stuff. We kind of like went all the way around, you know, like we usually do. And
I don't know if we made a full circle like we normally do, but
I mean,
not in my brain. But
how would you like to full circle it?
I don't know where we even ended off anymore.
You should have been paying better attention. That's crazy. I'm kidding.
Well.
Well, you guys, I know this podcast was a little chaotic. What do you expect after us not being able to chat with you for 2 weeks, you know?
If anyone made it this long, I should give like you $1.
A girl. Okay, you're going to be giving a lot of dollars. You better watch what you be saying. You better watch what you be saying. But you guys, we are so grateful for you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. And also, if anyone has any, we want to go on YouTube. That's the plan. If anyone has any like advice on setup, etc., please reach out to me. I would love to hear about it and the process, kind of, because I just think that would just bring things more to life for us. So with that being said, we appreciate you guys. Have an amazing, blessed Sunday, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.